Gems Cut on BBC Radio.
Hi, this is James Scott. Welcome to our live talk show program. Today, we are on the air with a press panel, and first, Justine is going to make a documentary about a school attack by a student in Oregon.
Hello everybody. Last week, a student been accused of trying to get blow his high school. This is affecting the state of Oregon and the western of United States. The suspect, Grant, was arrested Thursday at his home in Albany in the state of Oregon, said Josh Alderson, the district's attorney of Benton County. He said that the police has confiscated several explosive devices and the suspect appeared to be trying to get more weapons. Investigators believe that the intended target was West Albany High School, where Mr. Rickard is a student. After the arrest, officials searched the school for explosives but find none. The authorities would not say when the attack was to be carried out, but Mr. Alderson said the police has recovered the details, checklist and a timeline. He said not single person appears to be the target. Mr. Alderson also said Mr. Rickard has taken a substantial step toward carrying out the crime, but will give not further details.
Thank you very much, Justine. I think that you are touching on a big issue. And now a special news flash that will, I'm sure, hold the audience. Juliette, it's up to you.
Hi everyone. Some news from the kangaroos country. An Australian politician was attacked by a kangaroo. Shane Wattenbury, a minister in the Australian Capital Territory government that administered Canberra, said he was jogging along the pavement in suburban Ainslie when he almost collided with an eastern grey kangaroo that had been grazing on a front lawn. The 41-year-old said that both got a nasty fright, and of course when kangaroos are started, they lash out. As the kangaroo sought to escape, it landed on him and it closed down into his leg. Rattenbury said the 1.4-meter marsupial knocked him to ground with the claws drawing blood from two deep scratches on his left leg. His right leg was bruised from the impact to the fall. The minister was driven home by a passerby who spotted him lying injured on the roadside. He was taken to hospital when his wound was cleaned and received a tetanus jab. When the minister limped into the ACT Parliament a few hours after his ordeal, he was bemused that many colleagues seemed more concerned about the kangaroo's welfare.
Okay, thank you very much, Juliette. Well, now broadcaster Lea is going to talk us about the Cannes Film Festival. Lea, can you please keep our listeners informed?
Hello everyone. The Cannes Film Festival, founded in 1946, is an international film festival held each year in Cannes for 12 days. It has become, over the years, the film festival the most publicized in the world, especially during the opening ceremony and the famous climbing of the 24 steps.
Okay, and can I just ask one follow-up question? Has the festival ever had a negative image?
The festival is also much criticized and was the cause of several scandals and controversies in magazine and newspaper. Each year during the second half of May, filmmakers, celebrities, film industry professionals and thousands of journalists move in Cannes. For 12 days, the city of Cannes is completely turned upside down by the festival. La Croisette is invited by more than 4,500 journalists. The Cannes Film Festival 2013, the 66th edition of the festival, took place from the 15th May to the 26th May at the Palais des Festivals. The mistress of the ceremony was the actress Audrey Tautou. During the opening ceremony, one film was screened. It's The Great Gatsby from Australian director Baz Luhrmann with Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Carey Mulligan. But this movie was out of competition. The traditional red carpet was also deployed for the first climbing of the steps. It was then trampled by many international stars during the 2 weeks of the festival, a parade of glamour. This is Steven Spielberg, who was appointed president of the jury. Jury had to choose among the 20 films in the official selection that deserved to get the Palme d'Or, the Cannes Ultimate Award. Last year, it was the movie Amour from Michael Haneke, who had won the prize. To help him for the hard choice he had to make, Steven Spielberg was surrounded by many directors as actors, as the famous actress Nicole Kidman, or the British director Lynne Ramsay, or the French actor Daniel Auteuil. It is ultimately the French movie La Vie d'Adèle by director Abdelatif Kechiche, which won the Palme d'Or. The movie tells a burning passion between two women, the actresses Léa Seydoux and Adèle Exarchopoulos. However, the big disappointment this year, especially for you ladies, is the absence of the famous actor Ryan Gosling. In addition, he could not come to defend his latest film, Only God Forgives, from the director Nicolas Winding Refn.
Thank you very much, Léa, and thanks to all the listeners. It was James Scott on BBC Radio.